Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning forage harvest as we begin the forage harvesting season. One of the first challenges we face is the moisture content of the forage that we're trying to chop. We would like to make sure that the dry matter content is somewhere between 38% to 40% for these small grain silages. If you put it up too wet, you may have some fermentation that you do not like to have in the silo. Second thing to think about is the cut length. If the particles exceed 4 inches in length, we may need to reduce the theoretical cut length on our cutter. If we have longer particle size, that generally means that it will not pack as well in our bunkers or trench silos. And speaking of packing, that's another thing that we need to think about. We really would like to get a density of about 15 pounds per cubic foot on a dry matter basis or 45 on an as-fed basis. Probably have already purchased your inoculant, so on these small grain silages, using a HOMO fermenter or something that's going to increase the amount of lactic acid in the silage mass is very important. And then lastly, don't forget you need to cover your bunker silos or your drive-over piles if that's the storage form that you're using. Keeping in mind that oxygen barriers do reduce losses, so using two covers. Also, you need to make sure you have enough weight on top of that plastic. Tires that touch on either side are probably the best method to make sure that we've got enough downward pressure on that plastic so that it does not billow in the wind. Also, making sure that we get that cover on within 24 hours after completing the pile. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.